It's time for Live from Lakeland for the final time for the spring of 2024. Brought to you by CNO Insurance and Integrity Apparel, Screen Printing and Embroidery. And live from Lakeland, Florida, we check in with our Quinn Berry, actually doing double duty this week because the spring break Coldwater baseball trip is there. And you've had a chance to scout the red and white a little bit this week, too, right?
Yeah, I've spent some time with them. And Coach Spangler over there got a good group of people helping him, and got a good group of kids who are working hard, trying to get better, trying to get stronger, and ready for their Cardinal baseball season.
Yeah, well, and this is just a good bonding trip for them, too, to kind of, again, you're mixing kids who might have come up from JV into the varsity program, some kids who maybe have joined the program for the first time, to kind of get to know each other a little bit and get to know the coaches and have some fun with it, right?
Yeah, and I think that's for sure. It's a great bonding time. You know, the JVs have a new coach this year, and our prosecutor, Zach Stempion, and Zach just does an outstanding job with young kids and coaching. So, you know, it's just been a real positive trip for the boys. And, you know, so many of them, it's their really first time getting away from their parents for this long and under some other supervision. So, no problems, though. A good trip. I think the boys have learned a lot baseball-wise and also making them become better young men.
Well, very cool. And having the red and white game today, their little scrimmage amongst each other, and we'll have bragging rights probably out of that because of it. Well, this is time for the Tigers to pack up and head north. Opening day coming up on Thursday, and it'll be a very chilly Chicago where they'll play against the White Sox. So we wanted to kind of spend this last show kind of looking at the division and where the Tigers might fall within it, right?
Yeah, we're going to do that, and you know, just kind of take a look at that division and how the Tigers might kind of sneak into a Central Division championship.
Okay.
So. Okay, let's, you know, the White Sox a year ago, 62-100, they lost 101 games last year, and they really didn't do a lot to improve themselves. They're in a total rebuild in Chicago. They traded away their best pitcher. They have a couple proven offensive players. But I'll be honest, I look for them to lose 100 games again this year and probably be the fifth-place team in the league.
Okay.
Cleveland, they've got a new manager in Stephen Vogt. Never been a manager of a ball club before. So even though Cleveland always seems to be in the hunt, I think this year they're going to struggle a little bit. I look for them to be probably around 78 wins, 84 losses, somewhere in that. You know, they still have some pitching, but they have a couple of hitters, but their depth is sure not where it was. And I think anytime you get a new manager, and it takes time for him to catch on, and then also for the players to catch on to what he wants to do. I think the third place team probably this year, probably the team they want to. Kansas City, who went out and spent $100 million on free agents. They really went out and spent the money this year trying to improve themselves. And I think they will be better. But I kind of look for them. They lost 100 games last year. I look for them to be right in that 80 and 82 range this year, close to 500. They did spend a lot of money, like I said. They've got a couple of new pitchers and Seth Lugo and an improved starting staff. The bullpen will still be solid, but you know, even with all their added players, I don't think they're there yet. I just think they're going to be in that 500 mark.
Okay.
I think it comes down to two players in that Central Division. That's going to be Minnesota, who won it a year ago, and the Tigers. Minnesota last year was 87-75. I kind of look for them to drop a couple games. They lost a couple of good pitchers in Sonny Gray. And, of course, Maeda, who came to the Tigers, who will be one of our solid pitchers. And I think you lose two big pitchers like that, even though they still have some young starters. They're not proven starters. So I look for them to fall back a little bit. Of course, they have Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton both back this year and healthy. that's going to help their offense. But I still think, Ken, that's going to be a little bit not enough to overtake these young Tigers.
All right. So what's your prediction on them as far as games?
I honestly, they were 79-83 last year. Lost a lot of games early in the season, played pretty good after the middle of May. I'm really looking for the Tigers being at 86-76 and win the division by a couple of games. I think Scott Harris and A.J. Hinch has put together a young and talented, exciting team. They have strong starting pitch and solid starters. Versatile relievers, I think, which will really make the difference. Their young hitters have to keep improving, but they are young. I think if they do have a downfall, it's those young hitters that they're going to have to depend on, the Torkelsons, the Green, the Meadows, the new kids that are around there. But I think when it comes right down to it, I think the big plus for the Tigers is going to be their depth. And I know we've talked about it on other shows this year, that their starting pitcher depth, they go 8-9 deep in starting pitchers. You're going to have four starting pitchers down in Toledo that on a moment's notice can come up and will definitely help the Tigers. When you send Matt Manning down to Toledo, you know, that shows you how deep they are and at the pitching. And they also got some starters, some relievers down there that could come up and help. But, I really think the depth of what Scott Harris and A.J. Hinch have put together here will make the difference because you all know, I mean, in a 162-game season, you're going to have injuries.
You've got a lot of Tiger fans smiling this morning, Quinn. Quinn Berry live from Lakeland this morning, scouting out the Tigers. It's going to be a little chilly in Chicago coming up on Thursday when they play there. That's the only hazard of coming north end of March, early part of April. It's not necessarily the most pleasant weather.
No. You know, I'll tell you what, that's been one of the problems the Tigers have for some reason. I think it'll be a little different this year. I think you don't have the veterans who don't like that cold weather as much. You know, we got some younger guys that seem to be able to handle that better. But, you know, I forget, I read just this morning, actually, the Tigers have just been atrocious in April. You know, and they seem to get better come May and the weather's starting to warm up. So I think it's real important for them to go up and get a good start. I also read this morning that, the last 3 years, the schedule has not been good for the Tigers as far as coming north. They've played a lot of East Division teams early in the year. This year, it's a little bit better. They only play a couple of series in April against East Division teams, being the Yankees and Boston and Baltimore. And that should help them get. They have Kansas City early. They have Chicago twice early. They also have the Oakland A's early. Oakland and Chicago White Sox, probably the two worst teams in the MLB this year. So that could help the Tigers if we can take care of business with those two teams.
Very cool. Always enjoy talking baseball with you, Quinn. Real quick, though, on a personal note, you got to brag a little bit about your nephew, speaking of Chicago, right?
Oh, yeah. My nephew, Connor McKnight, who works for the White Sox, He does the pregame, postgame, and he also will do about 35, 40 games on the television network for the White Sox this year. So very proud of him and what he's done over the last 3 or 4 years with the White Sox is he moves up within that organization, hoping to eventually maybe get a full-time job on the television network.
Very cool, because the Tigers snatched away the Chicago broadcaster, right?
That's right, yeah. He and Jason Benintelli, they are very good friends and probably talk a couple of times a week. And Jason's been a great mentor to him. And you can't ask for a better mentor than him. And he's hoping that that'll bring him some luck as he looks around the league and hopefully a full-time gig someday.
Very cool. Well, it's kind of neat to be able to follow that with your relatives, especially if it's a nephew like that. All right, so it is spring break week, and we're, you know, we're in the 30s right now. We'll be in the low 40s later today. Make people envious. What's the weather like down at Lakeland?
Well, geez, it's going to be cloudy today and 83. So, but you know, cloudy in Florida. It might be cloudy in one spot and sunny in another. So, but we've had a real nice 2-3 weeks down here. It's been beautiful. You know, typical Florida. It rains for 5 minutes and the sun comes back out. But and especially the boys, they've had an almost perfect week to be down here. The Cardinal boys, hasn't been too hot. They've been in the mid 70s almost every day with a nice breeze. So I know Coach Spangler and Coach Stempien have got a lot of good work in.
Very cool. Well, we'll look for you behind the mic. I know we've got Coldwater softball and baseball coming up the 11th and the 13th of April, so we'll see when you get back, all right?
Okay, Ken. We'll sure see you then, and I'll be back over the weekend sometime.
Very cool. Thanks, Quinn.
You bet.
That's our Quinn Berry live from Lakeland talking Tiger preseason baseball, and the regular season gets underway on Thursday. Brought to you this month by Sino Insurance and by Integrity Apparel Screen Printing and Embroidery.